Welcome to another episode of Smarter Equipment Finance Podcast. My name is Robert Jackson. You can call me RJ, and I'm with Chet Zekin.
Hello.
President of Smarter Equipment Finance. I'm just an average guy that's been here for 6 years, so that's just my position, if you must know. Today, we're going to be talking about healthcare equipment financing and kind of navigating the high costs and the rapid technology of that. So, Chet's in a different position than myself. I got my finger on the pulse of the clients on a day-to-day basis, so to speak. And with the healthcare industry is something that myself and another representative in our company kind of services to some degree. So I have a somewhat, you know, experience in it, I guess. But what would you say the biggest concerns someone would have seeking medical equipment if they were to look for financing, if they were to call us on the phone or come to us through one of our vendor partners, what do you feel would be the most important factor for them considering us?
Well, that's a good question. I've got a lot of experience in working in the medical side myself, you know, over my career. And, you know, what I've found is incredibly important for, you know, somebody in the medical industry to take into consideration is a finance company that can kind of match their pace. You know, the equipment finance industry is a pretty fast-paced industry. We like to move quick. That's how we service our clients, right? We get information. We've got to make things happen fast. Otherwise, you know, what good are we, right? And I know that in the healthcare industry, specifically, it is very challenging for the decision makers, you know, to be available at times. So I think, you know, finding a finance company that understands that and, you know, is willing to, you know, make certain to be available when they're available or, you know, set times, but also somebody that understands the medical industry enough to not just treat it like a normal piece of equipment. We're you know, by default, we're generalists, meaning like, you know, us as Smarter Finance, we've got people that specialize in a lot of different industries. And when it comes to medical equipment, there are special programs that are available out there for medical professionals that aren't available to, you know, our other clients that are in construction or transportation or, you know, anything else. So, you know, to me, it comes down to finding a finance company that has an understanding of them, their industry, but also how the financing, you know, impacts their business and has the programs that are available to suit them, right? There's a lot of brokers out there or finance companies that have funds available for medical professionals, but they don't necessarily have access to the programs that we do. We are able to use, for instance, the licensure date of when, you know, a doctor or a nurse, you know, becomes licensed as opposed to the day that they file as Secretary of State, right? And a lot of other companies have access to, you know, programs like that as well. But I think that, you know, we've done a really good job of making a good footprint out there in the medical world. You know, we've been pretty specific, you know, in what we've helped with. You do a lot in the with chiropractors.
Yes.
We've also got a good footprint in like digital imaging, you know, MRIs, yeah. X-rays, C-arms,
and things veterinary like that. Equipment as well.
Yeah, and we've been doing a lot of veterinary equipment. That's right. Yeah, and you know, I feel like we've been able to really surpass our clients' expectations in those situations because we do understand. We know what it's like in their situation. They're not available much. We need to be quick. We need to be direct. We need to be thorough. But we also do have some programs that I think a lot of companies out there just aren't even aware of. And we put those to use to work for our clients.
Okay. Now, to kind of piggyback off of that, when it comes to the costs of these machines, they tend to be pretty expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them can be more than $1 million.
Absolutely.
Is that going to be a problem for us?
No, I mean, obviously, you know, the dollar amount for a transaction just helps us determine which of our underwriters is going to be a potentially better fit for the client.
Okay.
But medical equipment is expensive. It's based on technology. And as we know, you know, technology is expensive, but it also has a much shorter lifespan than a lot of heavy equipment out there. So choosing the right finance partner when you're buying a large piece of equipment like that, it's extremely important, because not only do you have, you know, the other things that I mentioned to keep in mind, but medical professionals, you know, truly do need a finance partner that's going to be there to work through there with them, because equipment updates, they happen very frequently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the MRI machine that's the top of the line today, and in 5 years, not to say it's obsolete.
Yeah.
But the value just isn't there anymore. And that happens with all technology equipment, not only in medical.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to kind of mention something a little more important. It's talking more about kind of value as opposed to price. And I'm going to kind of tell you a personal story with that. There's a particular client of mine that I've done 5 transactions for. And he's a very successful business owner. He has multiple practices in 3 different states.
Yep.
And I asked him why he continues to come back to me repeatedly for his equipment. And he tells me, "You save me time. I don't have to bother with anybody else. I call you, I tell you what I need, I give you what the invoice, maybe bank statements if they're needed, but more than likely they're not."
Mm-hmm.
But he calls me because of his time management.
Yeah.
So that to him is more important than just searching around on the internet looking for the best rate, because it's negligible to him when you put the cost savings, the opportunity cost, the depreciation that he's going to get on the equipment.
Yes.
It doesn't make sense for him to just waste his time calling anybody and everybody online.
Yeah,
so
100%. Well, that's a relationship that started off right with an initial transaction, and you and the client, and I know you're talking about, we, mm-hmm. you know, great client. We, you know, that first deal, you kind of figure each other out.
Yeah.
You know, you know, this is something I think that you've always done really well with your clients is, you know, on that initial call, you kind of find out, you find out specifically what's important to them.
Yeah. But the I guess more or less the point I was getting to is these guys are busy.
Yeah.
So
very busy.
They have to manage their time appropriately. Mm-hmm. So what we try to do is we try to accomplish as much as we can in the shortest amount of time. So generally within 15 to 20 minutes is all we really require to mm-hmm. find out if we can help you. That's really it.
Just absolutely.
If you can give us if you're open-minded enough and set a scheduled time mm-hmm. to give us 15 minutes, we can see if we can help you. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Absolutely. You've been doing pretty well in that, you know, in that chiropractic sector.
Mm-hmm.
What have you found has been most important to your clients other than time that you've worked with?
I would say, aside from rate, because everybody's going to be concerned about the rate,
sure.
it would probably be upfront costs.
Okay.
A lot of times these equipment can range from $60,000 for a simple spinal decompression machine
mm-hmm.
to, you know, $250,000, $350,000 for an X-ray or digital imagery machine. And oftentimes they don't want to put up money to secure the loan because it's a self-collateralizing transaction as it
yeah.
is. So that's the other thing that they do. So many times we can get 100% of the financing costs. So if they qualify, they don't have to put anything out of pocket. And in some cases, we can even push their payment out as 90 days to give them a little bit of breathing room.
Yeah, you know, the upfront cost is extremely important. I think a lot of people, I think, have this impression that, you know, doctors are just making money hand over fist. You know, regardless of which vertical they're in, it's extremely expensive to run any type of a medical organization. You've got, in addition to the regular costs, right? They have a lot of inventory that they blow through that they've got to pay for. You know, their
insurance costs.
Insurance costs. Their employees tend to cost more because mm-hmm. they've gone through a lot of school.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone through
and
earned that opportunity. Yeah, exactly. You know, and upfront costs when we're looking at you know, a piece of medical equipment, It's very important. You know, a lot, most medical professionals that we deal with, right, they're, you know, they're usually smaller shops. I personally have worked with a couple of large hospitals as well. But even there, right, the costs are so out of control that, you know, that upfront money is incredibly important to them. And so, you know, we've got a lot of, you know, kind of like zero down opportunities, or, you know, maybe one or two payments in advance. Opportunities with a lot of these medical professionals, and you're finding that continues to be an important factor for them. Mm-hmm. We had talked about, you know, how the fact that people are just living longer nowadays, right? The advancements in medicine are what have allowed that to happen, and you know, obviously, when we're looking at the medical industry just as a whole. It's an expensive business to run. They need expensive equipment to maintain that business. The good news about medical industry is that it's pretty consistent. You know, people are always going to get sick. People are always going to get hurt. People are always going to need to get their spines stretched out. There's the need for doctors and medical professionals isn't going anywhere because of the advances in technology. And because people are living longer as a result of that, right? You know, it's an industry that's going to continue to need to be serviced. But because it's also pretty consistent, lenders out there have created programs that make it a little easier for medical professionals to buy equipment than, you know, our transportation clients, for instance. You know, they tend to be more stable, a lot less risk involved. You know, while cash flow, while they're not maybe, you know, running flush with cash at all times, there's a consistent stream of revenue coming in from, you know, from clients and insurance companies and products. And so it's been an industry that's always done really well for us, and one that we're going to spend a lot more time in here in the coming years. When you're dealing with medical professionals, uh-huh. How important is that, you know, that monthly payment or the rate? I mean, obviously I know that it matters, but at the end of the day, how impactful is the rate and the monthly payment in the decision-making process of somebody in the medical sector?
I guess it would depend on what's important to the person on the other end. Some people are more focused on the monthly expense than they are anything else, whether it's a term loan or otherwise. Mm-hmm. So with somebody like that, they could care less on having an early buyout. If somebody wants to pay it off early or have the privilege or the option to pay it off, which is something that we can grant, mm-hmm. then we can accommodate that as well. So it just depends on the individual, because I've had both types.
So what you're saying is it's still coming down to that initial Correct. Phone call, that 15 to 20 minute call that you mentioned a minute ago, mm-hmm. right?
We have to see if we're a good fit for one another, because we don't know if we can help you yet. And you don't know if our service is going to help you. So we have to really kind of listen to what you mean and not what you say.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a difference.
What would you say are some challenges that your clients or our clients would face that are in the medical business?
I would say that the biggest challenge we'd see is qualifications, because okay. equipment of this caliber usually requires that we have someone who can support it. And when mm-hmm. I say support it, is if you're someone who's fresh out of medical school and you've got medical debt and high credit card revolving and things like that, it may not be the best position at that time to get into something like that. It just really may not be.
Yeah.
And that's just being honest.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Everybody's situation is different. Right. Mm-hmm. And so when you're in that type of a situation where you've got somebody that's, you can't really say somebody's green, because, you know, they just finished, you know, 8 years of school.
Right.
But somebody like that, right, they've got other things that they have to take into consideration. There's the cash flow. There's also the consistent, steady stream of business. And that's, I'm guessing that's what you're referring to, is you got to have something to kind of, you have to have a foundation, a client base per se, right? that's able to kind of support your growth model.
Yeah.
You know, I've done some work with some hospitals in the past, and I know I've mentioned this to you in the past, but there was a large cancer treatment hospital that was built in Oklahoma when I was kind of first getting my feet wet in this industry, and I felt like I was way out of my league. Right, I'm like in my mid-20s, and I'm trying to put together like a $5 million deal for this massive hospital that we see on TV on commercials all the time. And it was a little bit of an eye-opening experience because, well, one, normal people, mm-hmm. right?
Business is easy until you get people involved.
Just normal people, had a great time working with them, and, you know, and they kind of understood that I was green on my side. But what they liked is I think that there was an opportunity there to kind of get to know the equipment finance industry with a relatively new, eager sales rep. But, you know, we were able to put together, you know, in it took about, you know, 3 weeks, but we put together a $5 million package for a hospital, which is a very small percentage of what they needed to build that place out. Like, there's like one room. But when I think about it and I look back and I'm like, this was like, you know, almost 20 years ago. And the amount of lives that were potentially saved in that room is substantial. And it's another thing that gives purpose to what we do. Servicing the medical, you know, the medical industry, the healthcare equipment sector. It's important to me for multiple reasons. And one of them being, you know, this is something that, you know, people need this.
You need it. I need it. Everybody listening to this needs it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a nice little feather in the cap that, you know, we're able to help somebody that's helping somebody else. But, you know, our business model is to help business owners. And, you know, healthcare professionals are, you know, they're extremely important, right?
Some of the
right?
most competent business owners we deal with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They've got a business model of, you know, they've got just, you know, almost automatic repeat business. But it's a hard business. And, you know, when you're running a business in the healthcare sector, like you mentioned, time is important. Down payment is important. And quite frankly, the ability to not have to deal with all the shit that happens on a lot of other transactions in other sectors, right? We don't have to deal with titling, you know, equipment.
It can be done in 24 to 48 hours. That's how quickly these things can turn around.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the price is right. We're able to get, you know, these customers qualified. You know, we can get them qualified right out of school.
Yep.
I guess our ability to kind of pivot and meet the customer where they are, especially in that healthcare sector, I think is a real good advantage. It's an industry that we'll continue to service. We absolutely love it, and I think that we're going to do a good job of growing it here in the next couple of years.
All right. Well, I just wanted to extend a hand of gratitude to everybody listening and say thank you very much. My name is Robert Jackson, RJ for short, and if you need to talk to anybody about medical financing, call our phone line, talk to me.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thanks, RJ.
You're welcome.